The United States has already committed about $90 million in relief aid and millions of dollars more in in-kind aid provided by the U.S. military, including helicopter rescue operations and air transport. Senior officials say Clinton will announce a sizable further increase at the Special General Assembly session, which they say they hope will stimulate wider participation in the relief effort by governments, businesses, and private citizens. Efforts to generate private contributions for Pakistani flood relief through vehicles such as cell phone email pledges have lagged behind efforts for other recent natural disasters like the January earthquake in Haiti. In announcing Clinton's participation in the UN meeting, State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley attributed the relative shortfall to the fact that the magnitude of the Pakistani flood disaster and its long-term implications are only now becoming apparent.
There's a qualitative difference to this disaster, and much of it is because it's still raining in Pakistan. The floods are expanding in Pakistan. And in the coming days, I think you will see the response pick up as people, as they understand the magnitude of this. And you have, one, an unfolding immediate disaster, but then you have also a long-term recovery that will be vitally important.
Under legislation approved last year, the United States has committed $7.5 billion to Pakistan during the next 5 years in non-military assistance. Officials here say the Carrie Lugar Berman aid program, named for its key sponsors in Congress and aimed chiefly at building Pakistani infrastructure, will be recalibrated to help what will be a long recovery process from the floods. One of the program's namesakes, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry, arrived in Pakistan on Wednesday from Afghanistan for a first-hand assessment of what is described as Pakistan's worst flooding in 80 years. Secretary Clinton, who will address the Special General Assembly session in New York, will also discuss the disaster in separate meetings with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.